You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. As promised last show, I'm going to go over the breaking news from last night on Fox News. Brett Baer broke the story that the FBI has ongoing investigations of both Hillary Clinton's email. But what was surprising to some people is that they also have an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, I always suspected that for the simple reason, a couple of shows ago, I replayed what Comey said in July about the evidence that they had accumulated on the emails and went on and on about it. And then the non sequitur was, well, we're not going to recommend a criminal referral. And then a lot of people, including me, said the fix is in. And apparently the fix was in regarding the emails. But what he did not talk about at all was the Clinton Foundation. Now, is it a general policy of the FBI to not comment about any ongoing investigation, period? They don't confirm, they don't deny, they just will not talk about it. Well, now, because of leaks from the FBI as well as the Justice Department, it's apparent that, and we knew this Monday when the Wall Street Journal broke a story, and now this is just additional confirmation, that you had four FBI offices, the New York City, the Washington, D.C., Little Rock, and Los Angeles, looking into the Clinton Foundation. And that's a lot of offices and a lot of agents looking into it. And I think they're one of the reasons Comey Friday amended his testimony is I think they know that there's some smoking gun there, and maybe more than one. And he, Comey, had to protect himself with Congress because he didn't want to be accused of misleading him. And he was really damned if he did, damned if he didn't. Has this had an impact on the race? Yes, it has. Why, Donald Trump has been rising in the polls this last couple of weeks. What's going to happen now, and it's already starting, and you'll see it more in the coming days, Hillary Clinton's poll numbers are plummeting now. And the question is, how far down will it go? I think right now, up to now, I would have said neither candidate, neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump will break the 50%, because I was more or less saying to myself, it looks like between Gary Johnson as well as the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, that together they might get 10%. I no longer hold that. Both of their numbers are going down. So it looks like whoever is going to win is probably going to just hit 50%. And if that happens, I think the loser will be at 44-45% maximum. And I think that will be Donald Trump, because this story on the Clinton Foundation, the emails, is just going to continue. And it's hurting her. And she's, if you listen to her stump speech, she's really desperate. Her campaign can't run on her record, can't run on the record because of total failure. She can't run on her positions because most of them are losers. So the only thing she can do is be critical of the words of Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't become president if that's how desperate you are. So I'm more and more confident that Donald Trump is going to win. So we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days, less than 100 hours. And if Donald Trump cannot say anything other than what's scripted, he's giving rallies and they're well attended. That's the one thing that's really striking. I've more or less sampled some of the rallies recently. They're well attended and he stays to the script and he's very good at it. He's getting very good, which doesn't surprise me. If you practice anything, including reading a teleprompter, you're going to be good. So I'm clearly coming out for now Donald Trump as being the one who will win come next Tuesday, provided he stays out of television. In other words, you don't have enough time, Mr. Trump. You got to go to rally after rally in the states that are close. Now, he has to win Florida, which I think is a distinct possibility. He has to win Ohio, and I think he will win Ohio. The state to watch, and I keep saying this, is Pennsylvania. If Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania, I think he'll definitely get at least 270 electoral votes, which means he'll be the next president of the United States. So if he stays on message, which is a very good one, it's resonating, he's articulating a vision, he's clear on the issues, and why he does a little bit of being critical of Hillary Clinton, that really is only for a couple of minutes, and then he moves on, which is the right thing to do. Because right now, the story, although the big lie media would like to change the subject, is Hillary Clinton, the FBI investigations, and what's going on between the Justice Department and the FBI. Based on the reports of both Brett Baer and others, it's clear that there's a feud going on between the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that's in regard to the fact that the FBI, especially the agents that are actually doing this investigation, really need to subpoena people, which means they need to provide the evidence to a grand jury. But, and here's the big but, they can't do it. The only people that can impanel that grand jury and present the evidence work for who? The Department of Justice, who want this killed and have been trying to kill this investigation off. Well, ultimately, I think what's going to happen is Barack Obama's going to pardon her. So Hillary Clinton will skate, especially if she loses on November 8th. And I'm getting more and more confident that's exactly what's going to happen. If you ask me today, I think Donald Trump now will get 50%, 49-50%, and probably will beat Hillary Clinton by about 5 points. I think the best Hillary Clinton can do is maybe 45% compared to Trump's 50%. That's not a landslide victory, but that is definitely a victory with a significant margin, which means he has a mandate. Stay tuned, though, because it will be next Wednesday, before we really know if that prediction is true. And barring Mr. Trump stepping on it, getting off message, I think Hillary Clinton is not an absolute free fall, but she hasn't hit bottom yet. And we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days. A lot can happen in 4 days. Do I think something's going to happen that's going to sink Trump? No, I don't. If anything, more damaging information can come out on those investigations, because it's clear to me that the FBI, especially the people doing the hard work of investigating, they don't care for Hillary Clinton. And I think if they had some support from the Justice Department, they would prosecute her and go for the indictment. But to do that, you have to have subpoena power to subpoena witnesses and get search warrants issued. So that story that broke last week, I believe it was a Friday, pretty sure it was a Friday. I know it was a Friday, on Anthony Weiner's laptop containing 650,000 emails. What do you think's happening right now? Yes, the FBI got a search warrant, which means someone has a little integrity in the Department of Justice, because they can't get a search warrant. It has to be a prosecutor to go to judge and ask for one, and they have to prove that they have a reasonable cause to do so. So they have enough evidence that they could get that search warrant to look into the emails that are on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Remember, he is the husband of Huma Abedin, who was the closest and longest assistant to Hillary Clinton. The couple is separated because Anthony Weiner is under investigation by the FBI because of his sex texting messages and sending photographs of people of his private parts. And many people are calling him the pervert. Well, it looks like the pervert is going to get Hillary Clinton, not in jail, but not in the White House either. Stay tuned, though, because 4 days is a long time in an election. And if there's another surprise, and if the Hillary Clinton campaign has opposition research, and I think they do, they will try something. So between now and Monday, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they try to pull a rabbit out of the hat. I think it's simply too late, way too late. And it's really the Democrats are getting desperate, and their big lie media is trying anything and everything to get her to the finish line. I think it's just too late, folks. The American people now understand that Hillary Clinton is under investigation, as is her husband, by the FBI on two separate cases. Do you want to elect a president, someone that is facing indictment, likely indictment by the Department of Justice? Not the Obama Department of Justice, but a Republican Party Department of Justice, assuming Donald Trump wins. And if that happens, Donald Trump has made it very, very clear what he wants to do is he will instruct his Attorney General to have a separate independent prosecutor appointed with the task of investigating Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Clinton Foundation and the emails. In a way, that's poetic justice. Now, Tuesday, I won't be going to the polls because neither the Democratic Party or the Republican Party are for limited government, nor are they really for a constitutional government. They're for big government and an American empire. I'm not for big government, and I'm not for an American empire, so neither party nor either candidate can I vote for. And I am tired of voting for the lesser two evils. And I remind you, the lesser two evils is still evil. So until people of like minds, such as myself, can find and organize a successful third party that believes in limited government, downsizing the federal government, balancing the budget, abiding by the Constitution, until that happens and we find people to run nationally as well as locally on another political party, nothing fundamentally is going to happen. And we're running out of time because by 2030, if not sooner, as more and more baby boomers retire and are eligible and start collecting both Social Security and Medicare, this government is headed for a day of reckoning, and we don't have the leadership. It doesn't matter if it's Hillary Clinton. Well, if it's Hillary Clinton, she just wants a bigger and bigger government, more and more taxes. She wants to control you. That's what she's about. She's about power and money and controlling the people. I could never vote for that woman and won't vote for that woman, but what about Donald Trump? On many of his positions, I agree with him, but on some significant one, especially in the tax area and the fact that he said nothing about how he would downsize the federal government, I don't expect anything from Donald Trump, or very little, because the day he's elected, who does he face as opposition? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the leadership, the bureaucracy, and the donor class? And don't forget the big lie media. Do you think he's going to have much success changing things? I don't. Oh, yes, he'll repeal and replace Obamacare. Good. It's about time. That's what the American people want. They never wanted Obamacare. But that's an easy one. That's what people call low-hanging fruit. And it is low-hanging fruit. The majority of people want Obamacare repealed. So it's not a hard vote for anybody. Democrat or Republican. You're just doing what your constituents are telling you. Oh, yes, there are people that are getting the subsidies that now are either going to go on Medicaid, and that's if you're poor and indigent and don't have little or no money, that's what you get. Now, if you really are concerned about your health and having excellent coverage, get a job, especially one with a company that offers you good health insurance, and that's the way to go. It's not trying to subsidize everybody. I never bought this 40 million uninsured number at all, because at least 10 million of them were illegal immigrants that should be deported, removed from this country, in other words, enforce the immigration law. At least another 10 million were people that really are eligible for Medicaid. And many of the people that are on so-called Obamacare, all they did is they applied and were eligible for Medicaid. And the problem with Medicaid is that for routine exams and minor illnesses, it's going to take a while to find a doctor, but you're going to get treated. The problem is simply when you have a serious condition that requires, for example, surgery, you have to find a specialist or a surgeon to treat it. And they're very busy, and they charge whatever the going rate is. So either you better have money to pay it out of your own pocket, or you better have good insurance, because they don't accept Medicaid. You've heard that phrase. And many doctor's offices say that. We don't accept Medicaid. And what's getting a little interesting, many of them are saying, I don't accept Medicare. Now, that's not that many yet, but that is a trend. And Donald Trump says he's going to build that big, beautiful wall. Well, let's see it happen. I think that will happen, by the way. It's not the ideal situation, but it's a first step. But what do the American people, what are they asking for? And this is one of the reasons I think Donald Trump will be winning. Probably gets about 50%. I don't know about the electoral college. I think if he gets 50%, he'll probably get about 300 electoral votes. You only need 270. Right now, up until really Wednesday, in terms of the electoral college, Hillary Clinton was still ahead. But as the poll numbers in state after state go down, and Donald Trump's continue to rise, and starting to flat out, but continue to rise, and hers are, it's not a vertical drop, but they're certainly plummeting. It doesn't look good for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And no matter how she tries, she's not going to be able to bait Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows when he's getting good advice, and he can follow it. And he has been following it for the last several weeks by staying to scripted speech, reading them, and he's getting a lot better at it. He's the outsider. That's to his advantage. On most of the issues, even the ones where I are critical of, he's right on the issues. And he doesn't have a record, and this is the first office he's run for, which is quite unusual. As a matter of fact, unique. So in this case, he needs to play it safe, but proactively safe. And what I mean by that, and he's in a better position to find out what's the best use of Donald Trump's time. He needs to be in Pennsylvania. He needs to be in Ohio. He needs to be in Florida, and he needs to be in North Carolina. If he sweeps those states, he's the next president. The key one, though, will be Pennsylvania. I really do think he's going to win in Florida, win in Ohio. I'm watching Pennsylvania. Now, I'll tell you if it's a landslide. How can you tell it's a landslide? If Donald Trump wins Virginia, or, and this is quite unlikely, I'm not expecting this. I am from New York. I know the situation politically there. If Donald Trump, miracle of miracles, and I truly say it would be a miracle, if Donald Trump wins New York, you can go to bed early. Do I think he's going to take New York? No. But I can be pleasantly surprised. And that would be surprise, surprise, surprise. Wait and see. That would be the biggest surprise. That would be a bigger surprise than even Comey saying that he has additional information that, because they found. Now, remember, Comey didn't say what. It was an unrelated investigation. Everyone is saying it's Anthony Weiner and the emails that now they have a search warrant to go after. But he's privy to all the evidence. And I think he knew he had to amend his testimony to Congress because there was just too much too much in terms of both the Clinton Foundation and the emails, and a Republican administration comes in, they're going to have visibility into this. And instead of trying to obstruct the investigation, which I think one or more individuals in the Department of Justice is doing, under a Trump administration, whoever the attorney general is, he's going to follow Donald Trump's wishes and vigorously pursue the investigation wherever it leads. And the best thing to do, because he's said it on his in numbers and numerous campaign speeches, he's for an independent prosecutor, as am I. I don't trust the Department of Justice anymore, and I still have reservations about the FBI. So you stay tuned. This will go on and on and on. But there is an end point. In about 100 hours, a little over 100, but in 100 hours will be Tuesday. And in 125 hours, roughly, you'll know who the next president is. I don't think it'll be an early call, though. I think the big lie media will wait to at least 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. In other words, I really think it's going to be about 12 Central Time, which would be 1 Eastern Time, before we really have a clear idea. The only exception is if we have a repeat of what Ronald Reagan did to Jimmy Carter, then you can go to bed. And keep in mind, in the Jimmy Carter-Ronald Reagan race, for most of the campaign, who was winning? Not Hillary Clinton. Jimmy Carter was winning. Jimmy Carter was winning, just like Hillary Clinton was winning. And then they got fairly close, but still Jimmy Carter was winning. It's really only the last week that you could see the changes, and that's the time period we're in. And Ronald Reagan won a big victory in 1980. Do I think Donald Trump is going to do a Reagan 1980? No, I don't. But if he gets 5% or more above Hillary in the popular vote, which I think is doable, that is, in my mind, a clear mandate. And I think it would also help the Republican candidates for the House and the Senate. So Bret Baier's story, breaking story, he had at least two sources, is getting attention and follow-up by stories in the Wall Street Journal. Now, Big Lie Media is trying to ignore this, but they can't. They need to report what their own reporters are finding. They have sources in the FBI and the Department of Justice. You see, the Department of Justice did not want any visibility as to what, if anything, the FBI was doing in terms of investigating Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. And that simply did not sit well with the FBI agents that were involved in both the email and the Clinton Foundation, because they thought they had a lot of evidence. What they needed was a prosecutor willing to go after Hillary Clinton. And those are rather rare birds in the Department of Justice these days, given the fact that it's very much controlled by Barack Obama and his designated appointee, Loretta Lynch, as Attorney General. So in my mind, the Department of Justice is corrupt. Don't expect anything between now and the election. Although Hillary Clinton was demanding that, that was the first reaction. The FBI is not going to disclose anything until they have a clear idea of what's all on that laptop, and that's going to take time. I would say months to do a professional, unbiased job. You don't want to rush this, because if you rush it, you're going to miss stuff. And if they have the quantity of information, remember they said they had 650,000 emails. That's a lot of emails, folks. And I'm sure that the FBI has a listing, descriptions of the emails that they have recovered so far. They need to make comparisons to make sure they got a complete email or a memo. The $64,000 question is, though, after you eliminate all the personal emails, and if you eliminate all the duplicates, about how many emails does that server contain? And does it contain all or a partial listing, or actually have the files? It's not a listing, but how many of either Hillary Clinton's emails to her assistant or her assistant or Huma's emails to her, how many do they have? If it's in the thousands, I think Hillary Clinton is in trouble, because remember, she destroyed 33,000 emails. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a lot of emails. Hillary Clinton, the people of the United States, will give their verdict on Hillary Clinton. I said many, many shows ago, before we knew who actually was running, that trust would be the issue. And I'll get into that probably next show. But right now, as a result of these news stories, both in the print media, newspapers, and on television, Hillary Clinton, I think, is mortally wounded. And because of that, unless there's a big surprise, she's not going to get elected. Now, one thing I haven't talked about, and I debated whether even to mention it, there is news that there is supposedly a terrorist attack plan right before the election. And we don't have many days. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, those 4 days. If that happens, and it's clearly an Islamic State terrorist attack, and we'll know by the name and the way they kill people, if it truly is a legitimate Islamic State terrorist attack, that will definitely tip, and more than tip, give the election to Donald Trump. Do I think it's going to happen? Yeah, I think it's going to happen. I don't know when, and it's only 4 days. But it'll get a lot of people's attention and focus in on the fact that the Obama administration did not contain the Islamic State, first of all, and now is welcoming in refugees from various parts of the world, mostly people of the Islamic faith, and they're coming into this country. They're in Texas. The American people don't like that, and Trump makes a point to discuss this. I said this election is going to be a loser's game. The one that makes the most mistakes will lose, and I think that's Hillary Clinton. I think she's made some fundamental mistakes. And part of the problem was that she narrowed it. Instead, she couldn't run on her record, really couldn't run on the issues, although I think she could have gotten 4 or 5. She only had attack ads, which she's running. And to the extent that she has events and they're well attended, which is not many, she is attacking and attacking and attacking Donald Trump. That's not a reason to run for president. And that doesn't give me a reason to vote for her. And that is her Achilles heel. But she decided that this was the only way that she could get the nomination as well as get elected president. I don't think it's going to happen. I truly don't. I think it'll be more and more apparent, especially after Saturday and Sunday. I'm sure many of you still are Hillary Clinton supporters, because let's say she gets, the best I can see her getting in terms of the popular vote is about 45%. And I'm assuming there that Trump got 50. In other words, between the two of them, they got 95%, the rest going to the other parties. I don't see how she gets to 50%. I don't see how she gets to beating Donald Trump in the popular vote. The only way is winning with less of the popular vote, but winning in certain states. And that's probably her strategy right now. I think Hillary Clinton is going to be very disappointed next Tuesday. And that will end her quest for the White House. And I think damage has been done to the Democratic Party. And Barack Obama simply will not have a third term. Thank God. Because Obamacare needs to be repealed, replaced. And that's what the people want. The people have spoken. The people also want immigration law enforced. And Hillary Clinton would not have done that. She's very, very much an open borders person. In addition, she wants thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of refugees to flood into the United States. The American people don't want that. The states don't want that. They can't afford them. So we'll be writing, I believe, the obituary for Hillary Clinton, her political obituary. Unlike Nixon, she will not have a comeback. She's simply too old, was a terrible candidate, is still a terrible candidate. She can't connect with the people. She likes to scream or at a very high decibel rate give a speech. That does not impress me. And if that happens as predicted, no third term for Barack Obama, and I think the American people will cheer at that, and I think it's going to be a very happy time in the victory celebration for Donald Trump. And let me get a head start. Let me congratulate Donald Trump for winning a hard-won, hard-fought battle, both in the primaries and the general election, and he deserves what he's getting. And it's probably the most difficult job anyone in the world could have today. If you're a Trump supporter, all that is good news. I'm not a Trump supporter. And it's just simply waiting to see to what extent, if any, Donald Trump is going to deliver. I think he's going to deliver on some of his promises, but most of them he simply does not have the authority or the means to fulfill. Others he does. So it'll be a very interesting 4 years. And I do like the fact that Mike Pence is his vice president pick, because if Donald Trump is unable to serve for whatever reason, Mike Pence can step in, would step in, and I think be an excellent president that many former Republicans and conservatives and even libertarians could support. Will Donald Trump run for a second term? Well, that's putting the cart before the horse. I don't know. Many have suspected he just wants to run one term. I don't think so, because I think what happens is you become accustomed to the White House, the lifestyle. And if you're ambitious, which Donald Trump is, you run for a second term and most likely would be reelected if he delivers on his promises, which I think he will. Largely, I think he will. But that requires the Republican Party to change. And that is going to be, in my mind, the critical thing to look at once he's sworn in for the presidency. Because today, especially in some colleges, they don't give you the full education that you need to really understand what's going on. It's not the textbook edition of civics. It has not been, in my mind, a very inspiring campaign because of the negative ads on both parties. And I've been thinking, which is the best way to go? If you're still undecided, and that's a small percent, I don't think you have much of a choice. It's really only Donald Trump. The only people that I would recommend not voting for Donald Trump is people that really want another party established. And I don't think there's going to be that many people, at least this election. There'll be people that are never Trumpers. I'm not a never Trumper. Let me clear that up right up front. If you can see fit, if you're a Republican, to vote for Donald Trump, you should vote for Donald Trump. You got to have a good reason not to. And I think that is not as easy as it sounds. And many of the not for Trump Trumpers are going to have to really think about what they did. Because if Hillary Clinton, unlike Trump, should get 50%, then a number of people, including me, will hang that around their necks. I don't think I'm going to have to hang anything around their necks. I think many of them are all talk. When they get in that voting booth, they're going to vote the way they want. And some of them will. Many of them probably will vote for Donald Trump. I could challenge them on it, but I'm not going to change their mind. There are too many people right now that are Trump supporters. There are too many people that are Trump supporters, not as much as many of the enthusiastic people, but know that every week they have to go through. Well, let me back up. Let's take this in another direction. And I mentioned that because I was checking the polls just to see what they say about, do you believe the country is going in the wrong direction? The number has been fairly consistent. It's between 65% to about 75%, about a 10-point spread, sometimes a little below, sometimes, well, a little below at best. The American people know we can't continue doing that, what we're doing right now. That's just another reason they won't vote for Hillary Clinton. They still are very much on the fence on Trump, but will vote for him. In other words, there are fewer and fewer people that have not made up their mind. Now, making up the mind is an essential thing that you have to do, and I'll be the first one to say that requires some thinking and judgment. But that's not enough. You got to get off your butt and go to the polls. Now, many people have already done that, but that's the only thing that's going to count on Tuesday election day. And I think there are going to be some long lines, ladies and gentlemen. So if you didn't, Texas, for example, Friday is the last day for early voting. And there's been a lot of early voting in Texas. I think Trump will carry Texas. I've never really bought into this rumor that Hillary Clinton might just squeak by and win Texas. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. There's always a first time. And for those that are new listeners to the show, because I forgot to say it, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And under my photograph of yours truly in the studio, you'll have about 60 links, 60 to 80 links for the most recent show, and this is show 789. I just noticed I have a mistake that I got to correct. And we're getting closer to 800 and closer to 1,000, which is, at that point, if not sooner, want to be nationally syndicated. I need to up my game a little bit, and I hope to do that. I'm looking at the clock. And I might make this a shorter show because I've had some long ones, sort of to balance it out. The only comforting thing I've taken away from this is that number about right direction, wrong direction. And a number of outfits, polling, CBS News, New York Times, Reuters, others have that statistic. It's comforting that about two-thirds of the American people, it's going to change from day to day, are wise to this. And that hopefully will lead for a much bigger turnout come Tuesday. I think it could break all records. And if it does, I think that's to the advantage of Donald Trump. If there's a light voter turnout, I think Hillary Clinton could very well win. I don't think that's going to happen because the Trump supporters are passionate about their presidential candidate. They're enthusiastic and they're coming out in large numbers wherever he is holding an event. They have a sense that they're looking at history, observing history. So the bottom line, and I know many of you are not going to like this, Donald Trump will be your next president of the United States of America. We could have done a lot worse and had Hillary Clinton president. I don't think that's going to happen. It would stun me if that did happen. And the only way I can even see that happening is some out of left field. A video of Donald Trump in a compromising position would be probably what it would take. Or Donald Trump saying something that really offends everybody. That could happen, but I don't think it's gonna. Donald Trump knows he's his own worst enemy. He's going to stick to script. Donald Trump wants to win. And when he wants to win, he'll do things that normally he'd rather not do. Namely, read his speeches. Because he was very good in doing what I do in terms of stream of consciousness. That's what Mike Savage does. That's what I do. And to a certain extent, that's what Rush Limbaugh does. None of us have scripts. At best, we have one or two or more news stories that we're going to highlight and cover. And today, that is definitely as a result of the Bret Baier breaking news last night. The FBI, according to him and his sources, are confirming the fact that the FBI has an active ongoing investigation of the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton's handling of classified documents when she set up that email server. That is clear, and that message is getting out. It's breaking through. And what that means to the candidate is the people have a choice, and they're making a very bad decision. No one wants to vote for anybody if they think within days, months, they're going to be indicted. And that would not surprise me and most Americans. So I salute Fox News and Bret Baier for doing some investigative journalism. As the same for the Wall Street Journal. But you got to understand, most of your voters don't read the Wall Street Journal, and the majority don't watch Fox News. And that's why getting your message out is key. And just to review what I've said in many, many shows, to win, you got to have money, organization, message, momentum, and ambition. The momentum is clearly shifted to Donald Trump. And that's where you want to be when you're 4 days out. You want to be going up, not going down in terms of the polls. And Donald Trump is going up, and Hillary's poll numbers are going down, which means at some point in each state they will pass, and Donald Trump will lengthen his lead even more and more in terms of percentage points. Return to some extent to this in the Friday show. But as of right now, I think Donald Trump definitely will be the next president. He'll get about 50% of the popular vote, upwards of 300 electoral votes, and will be the next president. And I will give him my early congratulations, but don't count your chickens. Remember Dewey and Truman? Who won? Truman won. That famous paper, Dewey beats Truman? Well,
guess what? Truman beat Dewey. And no one really heard of Dewey ever again. I'm talking about Thomas Dewey of New York, a Republican, a New York City Republican. He thought he was going to be the next president. And all the polls said that, and everyone was surprised when Harry Truman won. Well, I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to win. I don't think she has the Truman surprise. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com.